Gender discrimination has been a great menace in the Kenyan politics for decades. Various women who join politics with the aim of being elected end up in frustrations as they are portrayed as incompetent by the society. This has contributed to a lower number of elected women in various positions. According to the Kenyan Constitution under Article 27, which requires the state to take legislative measures to implement the principle that not more than 2/3 of the members of the elective public bodies shall be of the same gender, it has seen a rise of women elected in different positions in every election. In the concluded 2027 general elections, 30 women were elected in the National Assembly compared to 23 who were elected in 2017 elections. Among the 47 governors in the country, 7 women got elected in 2022 from 3 who were elected in 2017. The senatorial seat, which is highly contested by men, had 3 women elected in both elections. The Western region, like any other region in the country, women have had many challenges vying for positions. They face obstacles from families, political parties and their men counterparts, and the society at large. Modesta Auka, a member of the County Assembly representing Maiya Kalo Ward, Lurambi constituency in Kakamega County, tells us the challenges she went through from the society during the campaign period and elections. Her strong heart of perseverance made her got elected, as she says that frustrations that got from the society, mostly men, were enough to demoralize her.
MCAs ambao walitangulia watu wamekuwa wanaume. Kwa hivyo hiyo hali ya kusema kwamba nataka kuwa MCA ama mwakilishi wadi haikuwa rahisi, manake watu walimezoea wanaume kuwa hao ndio viongozi. Kwa hivyo mara ya kwanza niliongelesha mume wangu nikamwambia kwamba nataka kusimama kiti, hakukuwa anataka kwa sababu ya cost implication. Fear yake ilikuwa kuhusu pesa. Lakini nikamwambia sasa kama hiyo ndio fear, wewe tu ni ruhusu, mimi nijaribu. Mahali pesa itatoka, Mungu mwenyewe.
The MCAs elected in Maiya Kalo Ward before me were all men. That made it difficult for me to vie for the seat. People already had the mentality that an MCA should be a man. When I first spoke to my husband about my interest in the seat, he was not for it. He was worried about the cost implications that would come with the campaigns. But I convinced him to allow me try it despite the resources barrier. It took me 2 whole weeks to convince him. After convincing him, I went back to my parents for their blessings. Their main concern was that politics was a dirty game. They had not raised me to fight such battles. However, I was determined to change their perception by being different from my predecessors. I believe politics is not a dirty game. Only those who get into it bring the dirt. I was going to change that. My first priority was the people I was going to represent. They were also concerned that I lacked the resources that were required for the campaign. Put this in mind. I was so confident I was going to win despite not knowing how and which party to join. My family finally decided to back me up mentally, physically, and financially. It's during the campaigns that I confirmed that indeed availability of resources was a big hurdle. My opponents used money to campaign against me. I was even branded the 20 shillings girl because I used to give people 20 shillings. But I did not lose hope. Many were dismayed when I got the ODM ticket in the primaries. There's always a perception that one needs connections to get a position in the party. There was a lot of propaganda that I had been favored to get that ticket. I was accused of having sexual affairs with different men. Hearing such words was so discouraging, but I trusted God. At the end of it all, I won the seat. Sometimes people ask me how I won the seat yet I'm still young. I believe I used the right channels to get where I am today. I sold my manifesto to my people in my Yakalo ward, and they trusted me to represent them. At the County Assembly, I am privileged to lead the Social Services, Youth, Sports and Cultural Committee. I am grateful because they believed in a woman's ability to lead that docket. I plan to use this opportunity to bring development to my people. That is the only way people can be convinced that women make great leaders. I hope to extend my MCA leadership for one more term. Once I finish my tenure, I hope to vie for the Member of Parliament seat or any other available position. My good records will sell me to the selection of committees.
Nifanyie wananchi wangu kazi wa mayakalo waione, waone kwamba kweli tulichagua mwanamke na amefanya hiki na hiki. Baada ya pale kurudi miaka ingine mitano, najua kwamba nitakuwa naelekea 40. Sasa from there I can be able to go for either MP or women rep depending on what now wananchi watakuwa wameamua, kiti ambacho kitakuwa available by that time, na wananchi waone kwamba huyu mama kupitia mayakalo amefanya hii na hii.
The story is the same for Jackie Okanya, who lost the Mumias West constituency seat, saying that as a woman, she has learned a lot from the concluded elections and believes that one day her people will elect her to represent them in the National Assembly.
Siasa mimi niliingia kwa ajili ya kuhusika na shida za kina mama, shida za vijana, na haswa kabisa jinsi naona uongozi ukifanyika katika jamii. Nilitaka kuvai, wakaona mimi ni mwanamke, mimi ni mtoto mdogo, ningali na nafasi. Nikaambua kwamba niweze kustep down, niwachie wale wazee ambao miaka yao imeenda kidogo, mimi ningoje wakati wangu. Na kumbe pia nilikuwa naangalia kifedha pia sikuwa nayo, nilikuwa natarajia hao wanao niambia ni step down, hao ndio walikuwa waweze kufinance campaign yangu. So ikabidi nisikize ili niweze kukuwa nominated, ndipo nitarudi kutafuta pesa baadaye nisimame. So kweli vile ilikuwa, waliponiambia kwamba ni step down for nomination, siku nominatiwa, wale walikuwa kwa decision table wakaamua kuni short change. That is how even ndivyo siasa iko, kwamba short changing iko, kudanganywa kuko. Ni wachache ambao wana wakisema ndio ni ndio na la ni la, wachache sana kwa siasa. Decision yoyote inamekiwa inafanywa kwa ajili ya interest. Ukipatikana wewe,
the reason why I engage in politics is to associate myself with matters and challenges faced by women and youth and to change the way policy is done in our society. My inspiration is to see women in society empowered. I always feel bad when I see women depending on handouts given by politicians. I made a decision to join politics in order to find a long-lasting solution to the problem. I started politics in 2010, where I decided to vie for a member of county assembly, but I was convinced by other politicians to step down. I had to accept because I was depending on them to finance my campaigns. The bad thing is that I was not nominated. I lost the seat, and those who promised to nominate me never did. What I also learned is that when one gets into politics, especially women, they should have interest. Once other politicians realize you have a particular interest, they won't put you down easily. It won't matter whether you are a man or a woman. As a woman, I have learned that when you get into politics, you should have a need and agenda that you are working on. As for me, I aligned with the ANC party. My need and my agenda was in line with their party manifesto. Nomination as an MCA is only good because it's constitutional, but when it comes to helping citizens, it's a bit hard, since nominated MCAs are not provided with development funds to do their projects, but the elected MCAs have an upper hand, since they are provided with development finances by the government to do their projects. It is so challenging to be a nominated MCA, especially when you have your projects that you promise to do for your people. Nominated MCAs, especially women, they are always looked down upon. In the 2022 elections, I was again in the ballot, but this time as a member of parliament. I had a challenge when it comes to convincing the public for their votes. I could talk to people and be rest assured that I have won their trust. After I have left, my opponents, especially the other gender, will come and tell the public that I am no longer vying for the seat. It is also a challenge when it comes to coalitions, when parties come together with their candidates. And mostly those who are asked to step down are women. Women are always the sacrificial lambs. I faced a lot of discrimination, especially when it comes to speaking during political rallies. I was not invited to speak, and they always considered male candidates. Like me, when my party formed a coalition with the UDA party, the coalition preferred to go on political rallies with my opponents leaving me behind. Another challenge is that your supporters are either sidelined, bribed, or attacked by the opponents, leaving you as a woman with no supporters. Many of my supporters left me for my opponents. As a woman, how you carry yourself in politics matters a lot. You should have a stand and know what you want. If you present yourself as a sex item, the other gender will see you as the same. When it comes to family, since I was buying the same seat with my stepson, my family preferred to support him, but my husband stood by me, supported me greatly with finances and encouraged me to pursue my ambition. I was not able to pursue my ambitions to accomplish my agendas because I was not elected. But I believe in the coming elections I will be elected so as to continue with my manifesto, my agenda to help the vulnerable and women in the community.
Siwezi nikatoka sababu ndoto yangu bado haijatimizwa. Wale wenye niliona waki wenye nilikuwa natamani niwatoe katika hali ya kupanga line ya kupewa shilingi 100 bado wanaomba. So meaning kama bado wako kwa barabara wakiomba pesa, meaning ndoto yangu haijatimia. So I'll still pursue bado kama Mungu ananipa uzima hivi, bado nitatafuta kusimama kiti ili niweze kufungua ukoloni ya umaskini ambayo watu wetu wako ndani.
Ruth Ombai, a nominated MCA in Kakamega County Assembly, says that despite having gotten the opportunity in the assembly, things are not the same, as she still feels discriminated as a woman leader and that she always faces difficulties a lot.
I have passed through a lot for being a woman in politics. People have doubted my ability in leadership because I am a woman. However, above all, when I decide on doing something, I never back down. I have been in politics for a very long time, but I have 10 years in leadership. I got nominated by my party ANC for being a vibrant leader in the women department. I have always put my foot forward in advocating for women rights, including those for widows and young mothers, and I will still do that. Yes, there is a time I decided to work with the current Lurambi MP Bishop Titus Hamala. I became one of the ward managers in his office. However, some people were against it. They insulted me. They even questioned how I would lead them, yet I was not born in that community. If I had not put my mind in it, I would have stepped down. Some comments made on social media during that time were so harsh. Fortunately, MP Hamala was my mentor. He encouraged me to keep working despite the hostile environment. I became a politician by learning from my brother. He once vied for a political seat. I used to see him going through a lot of hurdles, so I learned a lot from him. But being insulted for being a woman can be so discouraging. There's a time I was accused of having an affair with a member of parliament. That really saddened me. I again felt like quitting. I, however, consoled myself because I knew that wasn't true. I focused on doing my job rather than listening to what others said. When I got into politics, I joined ANC. The party took us through vigorous trainings. These trainings were funded by various organizations that empower women. For example, Oslo. Another one was EWI. They have trained us on a lot of political aspects, including how to handle ourselves when stereotyped and discriminated against. That is why I love my party. It gave me a good foundation in politics. The moment I realized politics is full of propaganda, I chose to be firm. One might insult me today, yet tomorrow he comes wanting a favor from me. I believe I was born to be a politician, so I'm not easily discouraged. There are many challenges we go through as nominated leaders. We are at times segregated by our elected colleagues in some of the discussions. They make us feel belittled, but we dismiss it because we respect them for being elected by Kenyans. We are at times denied duties for being nominated. There are instances elected leaders have been given tasks, even though it is clear they are not good at it. I advise my people to get rid of the mentality that women are weak beings. There shouldn't be boundaries. There should be equality for everyone in leadership. Anyone should be given a chance to lead as long as they are capable. This issue of discriminating women, claiming they cannot lead in a particular position, should end because there are many things women can do.
She further confirms the notion that women are their own enemies. She says that fellow women do not believe in them in terms of leadership, and that is what takes them to fail.
We have all heard of the statement, a woman is the enemy of another woman. I have witnessed instances where women speak against their fellow women, to the extent of sending men to go fight you. My fellow women leaders who are seeing a bright future for the next generation, let us help each other and empower the young female generation towards leadership. We should teach them that leadership comes with hard work. I still wonder why it is so hard for women to vote for other women. Let us not be jealous of each other. Rather, let's create a relationship that can help us take a step forward.
Violet Ombaka from Women Pillar Alliance, an organization that champions for the rights of women, explains the challenges they go through to convince the society in believing in women leaders, and they are still portrayed as incompetent. She further promises to continue educating the society on importance of electing women and believing in their leadership.
Capacity building za kina mama ambao wanaingia katika nyanza za siasa, tuna hiyo uhamasishaji wa jamii kwa jumla, kina baba, kina mama, sababu tukihamasisha, tukisema gender equality, atuachi kina baba nyuma. Tunaeka kina baba katika meza, tuambie hawa ni dada zetu, ni ndugu zetu, ni mama zetu. So tusiwadharau, tuwape nafasi, watuongoze na wajiongoze, ili familia zetu ziweze kuafikia malengo au ziweze kuwa zile ambazo zinaweza kujitegemea. Na unapata tulipokuwa tunakaa nao wanasema resources. Labda upande mwingine kina baba wana pesa ama vyama.
As Women Pillar Alliance, we educate women through capacity building and sensitizing the society on the importance of women and girls in the society through mentorship and training them as future women leaders. We also train men to know the importance of women in leadership. We made sure that women who are vying for different seats in the last elections could overcome the challenges they were going through while in politics, including lack of funds, harassment from the society, and men. We are happy to mention that our availability has made a change, because at least women are now elected in Western Kenya. As a nation, we should stop harassing women as they are leaders like other men. Women should stop being enemies of their fellow women. Instead, they should support each other. We should respect each other and stop sexual harassment that women get positions by having sexual affairs with men leaders already in politics, and political parties should also stop discriminating women when it comes to giving nomination tickets.
Huyu anaweza ama nguvu zake za kutuongoza zinafikia wapi? Kama taifa inafaa tuangalie na tuseme tutoke katika ile dhana ama ile siasa ya kitambo ya vita ya kurushiana maneno. Na pia sisi wanawake wenyewe kwa wenyewe unapata wanapoenda campaign ni kutusiana, kurushiana, mara huyu alifanya nini, oh amelala na wanaume wangapi. Hii sababu kama hiyo, nani alilala na nani, inakuwa aje, inakuja aje katika siasa? Kufanya kina mama zetu ama dada zetu wasiwanie ama wasitumie kile kipaji walichopewa na Mungu katika cha uongozi, isifanye waingie katika uongozi. Tuwe watu hata tunapofanya siasa zetu, tuwe tuheshimiane.
Punyoche Kunyobo is a political analyst who says that women faces these challenges and laws can be looked upon to help them survive in politics.
Challenges of finances. They also face challenges of being bullied by men because men feel that they are superior and therefore they bully women, and therefore they are actually get afraid of participating in elections. So, or in most cases, you'll get also the issue of culture. Culture also affects women. When you look at a place like in the Western region, you get most women do not actually participate in elections because of the cultural issues. They feel women are not supposed to participate in leadership. And therefore, if you assess, especially Western region, you will get very few, if they are there anyway, who are elected as members of parliament or even MCS. They cannot even access loans because they don't have security. Most women do not own property, and therefore they cannot even access loans. And then there is that fear also. The other challenges are that when women are pregnant, you know, and the hassles of elections, they cannot actually participate in them fully because of maybe in future we need to have laws that can actually protect them. For when we had this issue of women representatives, it is not being fair to them because I think they should make the laws in a way that they should be elected by the women league, because they have been subjected, for example, the governor, not the governor per se, but the women rep campaigning the whole county. And who are voting for the woman, both men and women. I think they would have put in a way that they are only elected by women, so that they are subjected to a women league, so that when they contest, it is only women who will actually vote for them through women league, just as it is done elsewhere in other countries. So that is how women can be assisted along those lines. However, because of they say gender issues, they should also just participate like any other person if they feel they are equal to men.
Tulikuja na huu mfumo wa kuhakikisha kwamba tunapata women rep, tunapata wapewe nominations kwa kuwa na slots zao, lakini unapata mara mingi wananyanyaswa. So unapata kwamba they go through
a lot. We came with a system to make sure that we get the positions of women representatives in the counties, nominations for women. But at times, they are frustrated. My plea is that leadership comes for everyone, either men or women. Women should also be given that opportunity to lead and not being stigmatized or discriminated. We have seen in this country, there is a lot of great women who have done well in the leadership and have left a legacy. I would like all the women with interest of vying for any positions, and there's someone intimidating her, she should just come forward and report the matter to the authorities, as there are laws that protect them. Therefore, no one should ever try to intimidate a woman, for they will bring change in this society.
Reporting from the western region of Kenya, I'm Masikibe.